It's Wednesday night.
Time for Psychic Dilemma with Jenny B.
Call in to connect. Get a free reading.
1-888-454-ASK-1.
That's 1-888-454-2751. Outside the U.S. and Canada,
919-341-5615.
This is Psychic Dilemma
on A1R.
The Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening. I'd like to welcome everyone to the Psychic Dilemma Show and say a big warm welcome to everyone listening in from around the world, including the US, Canada, the UK, Australia and beyond, or wherever you're listening in from tonight or today. I'm Jenny B and I'm your host tonight, and thanks for tuning in to the Ask One Radio Network. As always, we have another great show for you guys tonight, and we'll be taking your calls shortly. So if you guys listening in have any questions regarding your love life, health, career, finances, or something you can't quite understand or make sense of, or if you're simply wanting a reading, I'm here and just a phone call away. Now, if you're wanting the phone numbers to call into the A1R radio show, and if you're calling from the US and Canada, please call 888-454-ASK-1. That's 888-454-2751. Anywhere else in the world, please call the global hotline at 1-919-341-515. You'll catch me here every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific, and 11 a.m. in Australia, and that's on a Thursday. Your only dilemma is do I call? My dilemma is Psychic Dilemma, and I'm here and waiting for those wonderful calls. So pick up the phones and call us. We're here right now and we're live. Keep those calls coming in to A1R Radio and we'll be taking your calls soonish. Now, firstly, on tonight's show, I have a guest on with me. He's a four-time author, and his name is Shepherd Hoodwin. He'll be sharing a little bit about his journey and his books with us all tonight. But before that, before I bring him on, let's see if you can connect with me, you guys. Even though I'm a Down Under live broadcasting live from Australia, you can always pop over to my website at psychicdilemma.com, where my phone numbers are listed there. That's Dilemma, D-I-L-E-M-M-A, psychicdilemma.com. If the phones are not the way to go for you, you can always connect with me through my live chat on my website and book in that reading with me. You can also find me on Facebook as Psychic Dilemma as well. Now, last week after the show, I had a lot of you guys coming through and chatting to me and booking in readings in my chat rooms. Just like last week, I'll be in my chat room again for around about an hour after tonight's show. So do come through and say hi and have that reading and ask those important questions. Remember, I'm just a phone call or a chat room call away. It was full on fun after last week's show, and I'm sure it's going to be full on fun after tonight's show. I'll see you all there. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I've got a special guest on tonight's show. His name is Shepherd Hoodwin, and I'll share a little bit about him before I bring him on to chat with us all tonight. Shepherd Hoodwin is the author of four metaphysical books. His books are Loving from Your Soul, Creating Powerful Relationships, and Meditations for Self-Discovery, Guided Journeys for Exploring Your Inner Self, and Enlightenment for Nitwits. He's been channeling since 1986, and he also does intuitive readings, mediumship, past life regressions, healing, counselling, and channel coaching, where he teaches others to channel. He also conducts workshops on the Michael teachings throughout the US. He's got several upcoming books, and we're going to ask him about that later in the show. Shepherd is a graduate of the University of Oregon in music, and he lives in Laguna Niguel, California. That's a tricky word. He lives with his significant other, Leroy, who just happens to be a plant. Let's welcome Shepherd to Psychic Dilemma. Are you there, Shepherd?
I'm here, Jenny.
Welcome to Psychic Dilemma. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to be on your show.
I had to laugh. You live with your significant other half, Leroy, who happens to be a plant. What sort of plant is Leroy?
Oh, actually, I have like 60 houseplants. I love my plants, but I just thought it was funny.
Oh, I thought it was funny too. I had a giggle when I was reading a little bit about you. Now, are you up for a few questions tonight, Shepherd?
Well, I thought we'd do some readings from my latest book, which is Enlightenment for Nitwits, The Complete Guide to 2012 and Beyond.
Okay. Now, firstly, congratulations on your books that you've written. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about how this all started for you, how you actually got into writing books? Far away.
I've always been a writer. When I was 5 years old, I asked my parents for a typewriter for a holiday present, and I was so disappointed when they gave me a toy typewriter because I was looking for a real typewriter. And then when I was 12, I wanted to go to this arts academy, and we didn't have the money. So I had this idea that I was going to write my autobiography. But unfortunately, I hadn't quite had enough life yet at that point to do it. So that fell through. And then when I was 16, I wrote a column representing my high school in the local paper. And some of my pieces were humor pieces. So I've been doing humor and serious stuff all along.
Oh, that sounds good. Now, you specialize in channeling the Michael teachings. Would you like to share a little bit about what are the Michael teachings and how this all came about for you, Shepherd?
The Michael teachings are an absolutely fascinating body of channeled material that first came through a little group of spiritual seekers in Oakland, California in 1973. And this led to publication of four best-selling books in the late 70s and 80s. The first one was called Messages from Michael. I didn't have anything to do with those books. But in the 80s, I learned about the teachings from a friend of mine. In fact, there were these three, quote, coincidental instances in a six-week period where I heard about the Michael teachings, and I realized it wasn't a coincidence. I was being tapped on the shoulder, and I thought I was going to try to find a Michael channel so I could ask some questions. I wrote my questions down, and my pencil kept moving, and I got answers. So that's how I got started as a Michael channel.
Okay, so the pencil started moving. That sounds good. Now, the Michael that's, I wish my pencil would move sometimes. Now, the Michael, because I don't write, I'm not an author, but the Michael teachings sound quite fascinating, and they teach us that after committing to a series of a lifetime on this planet, we choose one of seven roles. That could be a server, a priest, an artisan, a sage, a warrior, a king, and a scholar. Can you elaborate on these different roles that we choose to play on this planet? It sounds interesting.
Yes, well, we all know that we're unique. We know we have unique interests, personalities. Every child is different. But when we think of the soul, we tend to think of all souls as being basically the same, and they're not. Every soul is also unique. But there's seven different types of souls, and this shows up in everything that we do. Now, I haven't channeled your Michael chart, but I'm guessing that you have the same soul type as I do, which is called sage. And sages are all about communication. We seek insight. It's a more intellectual way of being as a soul. We like to understand why things are the way that they are. We're very curious. And the other role that is similar to this is called artisan. And artisans are the most creative of all the soul types. They're people who instinctively know how to fix things and create form and structure and design in their minds all the time. Often, both roles tend to be daydreamers and visionaries. And then there's two roles that are inspirational in nature, and these are called priests and servers. So priests like to inspire people to their vision of the higher good. They like to heal people. A lot of doctors and nurses are priests. And servers like to nurture people in down-to-earth, everyday kind of ways, like taking care of us, cooking for us, giving us a massage, and so forth. Then we have the two action roles, and these are king and warrior. Kings are leaders. Warriors tend to be hard workers. They both like to get a lot of work done. They're no-nonsense people. They're sort of metallic, like they can cut through you just through looking at you almost. And then there's scholars, who are the neutral assimilative role. They like to study. They like to learn. They provide a resource for everyone else.
Okay, that sounds interesting. I think I should be a king. Can I change from being a sage to a king?
You might be a Swazi sage.
So it doesn't work like that. I can't just slot into the role of a king. I'm interested that you haven't got a queen there. It should be a queen there, but never mind.
Well, the roles are gender neutral, so you can be in a female body and be a king soul. But the Michael teachings is far more than just these seven soul types. I channel charts of information that profile you in about 20 different ways. So let's say you're a sage soul. This is going to be true of you in all your lifetimes. But in this lifetime, you might, say, have a goal of dominance, where what you seek out of all of your life experiences in this lifetime only is leadership. And that could make you more king-like because it's in the same position on the chart as the role of king.
Well, that sounds all quite fascinating, doesn't it? Really interesting.
It explains so much about all of us.
It does. Well, thank you for sharing that. Now, I read that you said that we form many kinds of soul-level relationships. Would you like to share a little bit about the different kinds of soul-level relationships with our listeners tonight?
There are several types of relationships that are defined in the Michael teachings. The closest one is called essence twin, which means the same thing as twin soul or twin flame. And this is one soul that we team up with at the very beginning before our first lifetime to give us lessons about ourselves. But it's not necessarily a soulmate. Your essence twin could be a parent or a child or your best friend or your nemesis even. But the relationship teaches us about ourselves. There's another relationship called task companion, and this is a soul who helps us with our life task and vice versa. And if your task companion isn't there on the physical plane in your life with you, it could also be one of your spiritual guides. Then there's our spiritual family. Each of us is part of a group of about 1,000 souls called an entity. And you probably already know a lot of people who are in your entity, but you may not have that vocabulary yet for explaining that. And everyone in your entity is kind of similar to you in some key ways. There's a lot of other relationships defined in the Michael teachings. One is called heart link. And a heart link is just simply someone that you had a very powerful, significant exchange with in a past life. And it was so important that you created an eternal bond with that soul. So let's say in a past life, you saved my life, and we just bonded so deeply that we will always recognize that about each other in any lifetime that comes up in the future.
That sounds interesting. Do we recognize these different kind of soul-level relationships? Say me, for example, could I recognize that, or would I have to know about the Michael teachings and all that to recognize the soul-level relationships?
I think most of us have had experiences where we've met people and we just know that we already know them somehow, but we don't know how. Mm-hmm. And so if you work with a Michael channel, you may get more of a vocabulary for it that pins it down. But I think we all know there's something with some people. Not always pleasant either. It could also be karma with another person. So that's the sort of questions that people often ask me about in sessions. They'll send me a picture and a name of someone else and say, well, what's going on with this person? Why is this so comfortable or so uncomfortable?
Well, that's fascinating too, isn't it? Yes, I've always wondered about that. Do we recognize our soulmates? I've connected with many people that I just instantly have a connection with, and I've met people that I think, uh-oh, and you sort of back away from them. So I guess that's that's all about the soul level relationships, I guess.
Right. If the soul didn't exist, if you didn't have that soul knowledge, everyone would be a blank slate. You simply wouldn't respond to people with any history if there wasn't a history.
Interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
I think it's fascinating. Now, Shepherd, you've written 4 books too, with more coming along in the future. Now, the book we're going to chat about today is called Enlightenment for Nitwits. It's a good title, isn't it? Makes me laugh.
Writing this.
Yeah. Would you like to share with our listeners tonight a little bit about this book and some of the readings from the book as well?
I'd love to.
Right.
There's nothing I enjoy writing more than humor and songs, and this gave me a lot of joy. I've been writing humor for many years, and I've been collecting it. Several years ago, a friend of mine said, have you considered writing a book just dedicated to humor. My first big book was called The Journey of Your Soul, A Channel Explores the Michael Teachings. And I had, it's a very serious book and quite a dense one, but at the end of it, I had an appendix of Michael Teachings humor, and probably something that's never been done before or since. And so someone suggested just a dedicated humor book, and I started collecting things that I had written over the years and kept getting new ideas virtually every day, talking to my friends or reading things and such. And I needed something to unify the material, and I thought about enlightenment as a unifying theme. And then I realized that 2012 was right around the corner. This was a couple of years ago, and I thought, this is perfect. So it'll be about 2012 and all of us getting enlightened in time for that. But from the point of view of a clueless human being stumbling around in the dark, as we all are to some degree here.
Exactly. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. So,
oh,
yes,
I thought I lost you.
Some wonderful celebrity blurbs. This one is from God, who, as you know, is the creator of the universe. And he said that it's the funniest book in the last 2 billion years. Frankly, I enjoyed it more than the Bible.
That's great. Yeah, go on. Keep going. I'm having a little giggle healer. I should have muted myself when I'm giggling. Keep going.
Her Royal Majesty Queen Elizabeth II said, "We are not amused. However, Prince Harry laughed his arse off."
Okay, yeah.
Now, I'd like to start.
Keep going. Have you got more?
I'd like to read you the introduction of the book.
Yes, well, I'd love to hear it, and I'm sure our listeners listening in would love to hear something too. Fire away. Over to you.
Introduction: How to Use This Book. The Buddha taught that to become enlightened and attain nirvana, you must find nothingness. And if you're looking for nothingness, you came to the right place. This book gives you plenty of nothingness. In fact, everything's here. All the nothingness you could hope for in one easy-to-read volume. As the title says, this is your complete guide. Absolutely nothing has been left in. That's how complete it is. Okay, maybe it's not quite that complete. We're talking infinity and eternity here. Would you want to lug that much nothingness to the beach? If it were taken too far, you might be looking at a black hole, which can be a big mess. However, if I had called it Enlightenment for Nitwits, the incomplete guide to 2012 and beyond, would you have bought it? I didn't think so. In any case, it's complete enough for all normal enlightenment purposes. If you're not in absolute bliss by the end of it, you might want to increase your meds. While we're on the subject of the title, some have asked me why I called it Enlightenment for Nitwits. The main reason is that dummies and idiots were trademarked by the Bush administration in 2001. These titles don't imply any disrespect for readers. In fact, I've been privileged to meet many of my readers, and they are among the most intelligent, caring, and good-smelling people I've ever run across. Such titles simply telegraph to potential buyers that the subject will be covered in an easily accessible manner. Isn't that what we're all looking for? With enlightenment, who wants to wade through long, arcane texts, in many cases written by people who didn't even bother to learn English, and then have to sit on the dirty floor of a drafty cave for 40 years trying to figure it all out? I've already done the hard work so that you don't have to. This book, a combination of laughter yoga and colonic therapy, is Mr. Clean for the soul. It takes the drudgery out of spiritual growth. Every seeker will want to keep a copy next to his toilet. Please note that this timeless book works whether you're preparing for 2012 or using it in any other year in the future or past. For example, if you're a time traveler, the principles of enlightenment don't change. However, if you're reading this book before the invention of the printing press, be advised that it is forbidden to interfere with the course of human history. I'd like to begin with a quote from my good friend, the Dalai Lama. He, of course, starred in the classic Broadway musical, Hello, Dolly. It featured a chorus line of singing and dancing monks who levitated several feet off the ground while holding trays of rice as Dolly descended a staircase wearing a glorious crimson robe and Louis Armstrong sang the title song. It was an unforgettable moment in the annals of spirituality. Until that time, few had realized that His Holiness had such great legs. One day, Dolly and I were sitting together in deep meditation. Suddenly, he said to me, "My son," that's what he calls me, we're not related, "my son, enlightenment is easy, comedy is hard." And it's true, he's a great guy and I love him, but he really isn't that funny. It was then that he asked me to write this book, which is the fulfillment of an ancient prophecy first brought to light again when he discovered me at 4 years old doing stand-up on the playground. My test was to correctly identify the rubber chicken, fedora, and exploding cigar I had used in my previous lifetime as the 15th Falai Lama. Of course, the true Falai Lama would know his own rubber chicken anywhere. Mine is unusual in that it makes a farting sound as it shoots rubber eggs. This book is easy to use. As you read the stories of my spiritual journey, simply be aware of your breath and feel gratitude welling up from deep within you that you're not me. As a savvy humor consumer, you are no doubt aware that metaphysical comedy is a huge, brutally competitive field. However, I have managed to carve out a niche for myself and am well known for it worldwide among the 113 or so readers of my previous books. I hope that with this book, I can reach an even larger audience, changing many people's lives, some of them for the better. That's the intro.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Did you hear me giggling all through that? I was trying not to laugh out loud. So where did the inspiration come from, Shepherd, for all of this? How did you get into it? I know your pen was moving, your pencil was moving, but where did the inspiration actually come from?
You know, I just look at the world in that kind of skewed way, and I'm always thinking of funny things. And since the internet age, I've been writing them in my computer and just collecting them.
So, well, that gave me a good giggle. That was wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. I think that humor is a really important part of spiritual growth, because when you laugh at something, you've seen it in a different way. You've changed consciousness. And so the ability to laugh at ourselves and laugh at the world, I think, is really important to our growth. A lot of times I think we think of the spiritual work as just being hard, grueling, slogging through our issues. But I think the ability to laugh is equally important.
I think so too. We all need a good laugh, don't we? And that book sounds fantastic, because I've read quite a bit of the book and I did giggle as I was reading the book. I will finish the book and let you know how I go.
Wonderful.
But where can, yeah, good. Now, where can our listeners connect with you at your website to get a copy of that wonderful book?
The website for the book is enlightenmentfornitwits.com, and my main site is summerjoy.com. So from SummerJoy, SummerJoy.com, you can get to all my other stuff. I have quite a bit of material, channeled material, serious material about the Michael teachings, inspiring stuff, and links to all my books there.
Okay, because you've got upcoming books that I sort of said in the intro. Tell us a little bit about these upcoming books that you're about to write, or in the middle of writing, are you, or about to write? What's happening there?
I created a series of four books so far that are collections of Michael channeling about different topics. And the one that I published back in the 90s is called Loving from Your Soul. It's really a beautiful, inspiring book. And at the same time, I finished drafts for three other books that I never published. And so now with the advent of ebooks, Kindle and Nook and so forth, it makes it practical to bring all this material out. So I actually have a hard drive full of material. But since I haven't looked at it for a while, I've been going over it the last couple of months and just doing a fine polish on it. So these will be out in the next couple of months. If people would like to get notifications of my upcoming books, they can sign up for my newsletter at the bottom of the page at summerjoy.com.
Well, that sounds really good. And will they be funny books, Shepherd, or will they be serious books, or a bit of a mixture of both?
Well, I hope it'll be a mixture of both. Most of the things that I'm working on right now are serious. My magnum opus is The Journey of Your Soul, and it's coming out as a new edition, which I've thoroughly rewritten over the last several months. It will be published by North Atlantic Books, and it will be published in both paper and electronic forms. So I'm very excited about that. I've worked very hard on that. And then the books that I told you about. But I more and more tend to like to combine humor and seriousness in the same volume. In fact, even though Enlightenment for Nitwits is a funny book, the last section is an afterword written by God talking about the nature of enlightenment, and actually is funny but has some serious matter in it as well.
Okay, that all sounds very fascinating. Is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners tonight? Anything you'd like to, any messages or anything you'd like to put out to the listeners tonight about your books or anything, or about you, or anything you'd like to say?
Would you like to hear a little more from the book?
I would like to, yes, because we've got a few minutes till we're off to a commercial break, but I would love to hear some more, and I'm sure our listeners would too. Fire away, Shepherd.
Well, this is part of the theme of the book is that the Mayan calendar ends in 2012, so a lot of people have been wondering what is that all about, and this chapter is called The Mayan Calendar. Asia has certainly been the big winner in the Enlightenment Olympics, but several cultures in North and South America have fared impressively as well. You may not be aware, for example, that there are 20-story pyramids in Mexico that the Mayans imported from Egypt over 1,000 years ago. Some of them even have satellite TV and walk-in closets. The Mayans were also trailblazers in the calendar business. Chapter 20, The Mayan Calendar. Someone asked me to channel about why the Mayan calendar ended in 2012. Doreen, the entity I channel, explained that it was because they ran out of paper. The kind they favored, with a row of little holes across the top, was hard to find. They hadn't yet discovered Office Max. Of course, in our culture, we only print our calendars a year in advance. The reason they decided to do their entire future calendar at once is that the printer offered them a 15% discount. Another factor was that the official calendar featured the sacrificial virgin of the month. Since there were not enough of them to have a unique one every month for the foreseeable future, they dressed them up in a variety of costumes. With changes in makeup and lighting, you couldn't tell the difference. However, when the shamans went into trance to foretell what sacrificial virgins would be wearing each year, they were stumped when they got to Project Runway. It was like the Native Americans who couldn't see Columbus's ships because they had no frame of reference. Rather than publishing a calendar that might have out-of-date fashions and considering the paper situation, they decided to cap it at 2012. So now you know the true story of the Mayan calendar.
Okay, that's wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing that about your books. It's lovely. You're very talented there, and I'm sure you're going to go on and write a lot of books. But I'd like to thank you, Shepherd, for stepping by Psychic Dilemma tonight on A1R Radio and sharing with our listeners a little bit about your books and what you do. Where can our listeners and callers find you if they want to connect with you? Because we're off to a commercial after that. Fire away.
Summerjoy.com has all my contact information. That's SUMMERJOY, summerjoy.com. There's a contact page, and I'd love to hear from people, so feel free to email me.
Now, you're on Facebook, too. Where can they connect with you on Facebook as well?
Yes, I have an Enlightenment for Nitwits page on Facebook, and I put a funny quote on there every few days. I also have a Twitter at Enlightened Nitwit, and all that information is on my webpage, summerjoy.com.
Well, thank you so much, because we're off to a commercial break, and I hope to chat to you in the future. When you finish those books, we'll get in contact and bring you back into the show, Shepherd.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much, Jenny.
And thank you for stopping by. Take care. Bye,
you
Shepherd.
Too. Bye-bye.
Bye. It's Wednesday evening, and you're listening into the live version of Psychic Dilemma with Jenny on the Ask One Radio Network. Back in a moment.
Breathe, breathe. Hey, does my voice sound soothing? I am Adam Bear, and I am the new voice of A1A Meditation Radio. I'm already having trouble with my knees when I'm sitting like this all day, so I hope I can do this. Tune in and chill. A1A is planet Earth's meditation station at the top of the iTunes radio tuner in adult contemporary or direct at A1A.fm. Breathe, breathe. A1A.fm.
Hi, my name is Jenny, and I'm an international psychic based in Australia. If you have any questions regarding your love life, health, career, finances, or something you can't quite understand or make sense of, or if you simply want a reading, I'm here and just a phone call away. My special interests lie in areas of love and relationships, crisis and change. I also dabble in feng shui and even spells sometimes. You can have a look-see at my website if you like, www.psychicdilemma.com. Or you can connect with me on Facebook as Psychic Dilemma. Or follow me on Twitter as Psychic Jenny. That's Jenny with an I, J-E-N-N-I. I do care deeply about all of my clients, and I would love to hear from you all. Your only dilemma is, do I call? My dilemma is Psychic Dilemma, and I'm here and waiting for you. www.psychicdilemma.com. That may be spelled a little bit different than you're used to. D-I-L-E-M-M-A.
A1R.
The Ask One Radio Network.
The Psychic Dilemma with Jenny B.
Live from PsychicDilemma.com.
Exclusively on A1R.
The Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Jenny at A1R Radio. Tonight I'm here doing brief readings on Psychic Radio. If you're wanting to connect with me privately, couldn't get it out then. If you're wanting to connect with me privately on my website, you'll find me at PsychicDilemma.com. That's Dilemma, D-I-L-E-M-M-A. On my website at Psychic Dilemma, my contact details are listed there. You can also connect with me on Facebook as Psychic Dilemma. Just a quick reminder, after the show tonight, I'll be in my chat room for around about an hour. So do come through and say hi and book that reading with me. I'm only ever a chat room or a phone call away. I guess your only dilemma is, do I? My dilemma is Psychic Dilemma. Now keep your calls coming into the station and I'll be taking them shortly. But before that, I'd like to share a little bit of trivia with you all. Last night here in Australia, we had a little bit of excitement. We had a partial full moon eclipse. I don't know if you guys have heard of that, but it's the 6th of June here yesterday in Australia. It's the 6th of June in the US. It's the 7th of June here. But yesterday, the planet Venus passed across the face of the sun. And I don't know if you know this, but it's called Venus transit. It's a little bit like an eclipse. It's one of the rarest of planetary alignments. And there's only been seven of them that have happened since the invention of the telescope. Now, Venus and the Sun do cross over regularly, but ordinarily, Venus passes our star signs high or low instead of moving across the Sun's face. If you can imagine a piece of string, this is better how I'll explain it, a piece of string going from the Earth to the Sun and one from the Earth to Venus. It's like these two strings will cross over, or they did cross over, and vibrations pass down the string. On the surface of it all, it means that something very successful and powerful is going to happen. But on this occasion, they might just save our planet. Sort of a cosmic Superman and Superwoman, actually. If you haven't noticed, Earth is in trouble and we do need a miracle. We're really heavy overpopulated and we're indulging in massive over-consumerism. Debt has fueled over inflation and the wheelhouse of the Titanic for the last two decades now, we need a miracle to happen, I think, because we're just sitting here waiting for things to happen. So hopefully this Venus transit can deliver one. Let's see what happens, as this is once-in-a-lifetime experience. The next event is 100 years away. So if you guys want to have a look at some pictures of the Venus transit, a good friend of mine posted them on my Facebook page. Do go into my Facebook at psychicdilemma.com. Have a look at the amazing pictures, as this event won't happen for another 100 years. I guess I won't see another one, but do have a look at the pictures on Facebook. I think you'll love it. Now, we've got some callers on the show tonight, some live callers. Let's bring them on and have a chat to them. Now, we've got our first caller on the line. Now, I'm not sure of his name, but I'll bring him on. Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, hello. Now, is it Bill?
Hello.
Is it Bill in Ohio?
Yes.
Yeah, hello, Bill. How are you? Speaking to Jenny there.
Pretty good.
Can you speak up a little bit, Bill? I can hardly hear you.
Pretty good.
That's better. Now, how can I help you, Bill?
I was seeing what you saw in relationship-wise for me in the near future.
Okay. What's your date of birth, Bill?
December 3rd, 1971.
1971. Now, where is Ohio? Whereabouts in the States is that?
Midwest.
Midwest, okay. And what time is it over there?
9:36.
9:36. Well, we're only 11:36 in the morning here in Australia, so you've got the evening over there. Well, enjoy your evening. Now, love life around you, Bill. Sometimes, Bill, I feel that you hold on to the past a little bit. Have you actually let go of the past?
Yeah.
You have let go of the past? Because sometimes I think you hold on to it quite strongly
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, I think before I have, but, you know, I kind of realize that kind of holds me back for the future.
Okay, because sometimes it's good to shut the door on the past and get ready to move forward, because you'll find you've got a lot of enthusiasm around you, you've got a lot of interests around you, you've got a lot of charm around you. You're looking for someone to match that, I feel, because you're a very warm, friendly person. You are going to be meeting someone, Bill, I'd say in the next 2.5-3 months, if that, within that time span. Now, do you get out and about a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah, I go out quite often.
Okay. You get out and about a little bit there?
Yes.
Okay. You need to get out and about a little bit, because I feel this is going to be excellent for you. By getting out and about, you'll find you're meeting like-minded people. All you've got to do is be out there, because this woman finds you, Bill. She's someone that you don't know, someone that you're not connected with, someone that you haven't met before. It's going to be quite exciting, actually.
Okay, that sounds good.
Are you looking for long-term, Bill? Because this one is long-term material, long-term relationship.
Pretty much long-term, possibly, you know, something that leads to a marriage at some point.
Yes, and I must tell you too, someone from your past does come back into your life. Someone that's not this last one, it's a couple of girlfriends ago. She's actually going to cross paths with you. That's more so towards the end of the year, the first 2-3 months of next year. So no matter who's in your life, this past person, an ex I like to call her, crosses your path again. I don't know if anything is going to happen.
Okay.
Yeah, but
like
she just crosses.
Hair color?
I tend to think she's a brunette.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
I think she's brunette. She's quite tall, skinny, tall and skinny. Slim, I should say. I shouldn't say skinny. Yeah. And I think she's going to cross your path. It'll be up to you to say yes or no. It's
okay.
going to be an opportunity. It's definitely going to be up to you.
But
I think get ready for the new one, Bill. The new one's going to be excellent for you. And you'll find, I tend to think you're going to be in a relationship when she crosses your path anyway.
Okay. Well, I do have this one person from my past. We kind of started out as friends, but I really don't know what happened, because I felt connected with her, and she kind of just closed the door, and it was weird on it, because, I mean, we I mean, was like very connected, and I was maybe, could it possibly be her, or could she ever even come back to reestablish a friendship? Her name's Tammy.
It could well be her. You haven't seen or heard from her for a while, have you?
Probably about a month or so.
Yeah, so. I tend to think it's someone further back than her. Even though I say okay. It could be her, could be, but I tend to think it's someone going back a little bit further. Maybe 2, maybe 3 years ago. Was she around you?
Actually, a redhead. So.
Okay. Well, just leave it open and see, because I think you'll be in a relationship. Yeah? You'll be in a relationship and you'll be fine. I tend to think she's going to cross your path anyway, and it's going to be up to you to say yay or nay. So I wouldn't worry. Yeah?
Yeah, okay. Okay.
So just get ready for it. But I want to wish you all the best. You can always connect with me on my website at psychicdilemma.com, and I can always give you updates if you're worried about who it is or whatever.
Okay, okay. Thank you very much.
But thanks for calling in, Bill. Take care. Bye.
Okay, you too. Bye.
Bye. Now, Bill's gone, and we've got our next caller on the line. We've got Veronica in Arlington, Texas. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
You're talking to Jenny from Psychic Dilemma. I'm well, and how are you?
Oh, nice to meet you, nice to meet you.
Now, you've got a nice name, Veronica. It's very unusual, isn't it?
Yes, it's an old name, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I like it. Now, how can I help you, Veronica? Tell me your date of birth, first of all.
12/28/72.
Yes. 28th of December, 72?
Correct.
Now, is there anything that you would like to know? Anything you'd like to ask me?
Yeah, well, about marriage. I mean, I haven't had any good men come in my life lately, so I'm trying to figure out, if I'm going to marry, who is it going to be? I mean, I'm going to meet them.
And you haven't had any good men come in your life. That's bad, Veronica, isn't it? There's a lot of good ones out there. Sounds terrible. You've been meeting the baddies, have you? That's not a good thing. But no, I'm feeling you're very determined. You're a very strong person, and you know exactly what you want to see and who you want to see in your life. You've got a very strong personality, which is good, and it would have to be someone that matches your personality. Now, the person that's coming in, you haven't met him yet. Is there anyone around you that you like?
Not really.
No, because this person is someone, like I said, that you have not met. He's someone totally, totally new. He is a little bit of a workaholic, though. He's a very strong person, but you'll find you're going to get on extremely well. He's got certain goals that he would like to see happen in his life, and he's a business person. He really is pushing for work here. I think you'll quite like him, actually. I tend to think you'll meet him. It's not too far away for you either. I'd say within 3, maybe 4 months, if that, Veronica.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of exciting, isn't it?
It's exciting, yes.
Yeah, because I know you're very assertive, and I know that you're really wanting to meet someone now. One word for you, Veronica, patience. Patience is a very hard word, isn't it? Don't you hate that word?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but I think this person, he likes to travel also. He's a little bit of a traveller. I don't know if you like travelling, but he's right into travelling.
Oh, okay.
Do you like travelling?
Yes, I do. I like to go.
Yeah, well, you'll have a lot in common, and I feel, if anything, the more that time you spend with him, you'll find you've got an awful lot of common interests. You'll find it's going to give you a new lease of life, because you know how at the moment you've been sitting on the fence a little bit? You haven't been doing much? It's kind of like things turn around, because you're changing your attitude. I think you're closing the door on past stuff, and you're ready for a new life now, aren't you?
Exactly.
Sometimes you have to take a bit of a risk and assert yourself and get out there and about a little bit more, because the right people cross your path. You know how people cross our paths for a reason, a season, or a lifetime? This one has the potential for lifetime material. He can be quite good for you, in other words. Kind of exciting, isn't it?
Very exciting.
I think it's exciting. So it's kind of like a waiting time. You're waiting to see what is going to happen. That's what I feel you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So in the meantime, get ready for changes, girl.
Okay. I'm trying.
Yes, because you've been burnt in the past. I am picking up on that. You have been quite hurt there, but it's a little bit like you're going to take a risk. You're going to move ahead because little risks, sometimes you have to get out there and about a little bit. Leave yourself open and see what happens because you'll have many people cross your path, a bit like a testing time for you, but you've got to pick out the goodies from the baddies, and you will pick out the goodies from the baddies. I think it's going to be excellent for you, even though you may not see it at the moment. I can see big changes coming your way, and it's about time.
It is. Thank you. It is.
Yeah, exactly.
The universe spins in my favor.
Well, it's about time, isn't it? Because how long since someone's been in your life?
For 8 years.
Yeah, that's an awful long time. Usually seven psychically is change. 7, 14, 21, I find, is big changes in people's life. You've left it a year too late. But he still comes in within the next 3 or 4 months, which is excellent. So it's telling you that you're on the right track. It's telling you that get ready for change. I really don't see hiccups. I really don't see problems there.
Oh, great. So happy to hear that.
Yeah, but this person too, he's been burnt in the past like you have, but I think you both have dealt with it. You know how you're shutting the door on your past and ready to move forward? He mm-hmm. seems to have dealt with it, and you seem to have dealt with it too. That's what I can see.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, so that makes it a little bit hard sometimes, doesn't it? Because I know that the second half of the year holds great vibes for you because you'll be meeting new and interesting people, and you don't scatter your energies, just find good ones. You know how you said to me there's no good ones out there, there's all bad ones?
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
good ones out there. You just have to find them.
Okay.
You can find them sometimes. Sometimes it's hard work to find them.
Oh, okay.
But that's why I'm saying take a little bit of a risk and move ahead and see where it leads. That's all you have to do. But you can always connect with me on my website at psychicdilemma.com. Yeah?
Oh, okay.
And I can always go through it if you've got his name or his date of birth or anything, and I can certainly tell you traits. Yeah? Because I know with you, you're worried, have you got the right one? Or you'll be worried, have I got the right one in my life?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but you'll
be
fine. I can certainly tell you that, but you go with your intuition, Veronica, because you're usually pretty spot on with it.
Okay.
I want to wish you all the best. Do connect on my website at psychicdilemma.com.
Okay.
And let me know what happens. I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much, Jeannie. Same to you.
You take care and good evening to you. See ya.
Good evening.
Bye, Veronica. Veronica's gone. And we've got Haydu in Jersey City, New
Hi.
Jersey. The line. Did I say your name right? Hadi?
Hadia, close.
Hadia. Hadia.
Yes.
That's a nice name, isn't
Thank
it? Hadia.
You.
I can't say I've heard of that, Hadia. Now, I'm Jenny. Yeah, how
Hi,
can
Jenny.
I help?
My husband is having a lot of difficulties in a workplace right now. We're debating
yes.
on whether we should spend a substantial legal fee in defending his PA license. And I'm just wondering, when is he going to ever see peace in his workplace? Because for the last 2 years, he's just been having difficulties with his work environment.
Oh, that's no good. What's his date of birth?
November 5th, 1977.
Yes, and what's yours?
Mine is December 2nd, 1981.
Okay. Now, with him, I know he's been struggling for a while here, but there's good energy around him at the moment, even though he can't see it. I think he's been standing back a little bit job-wise there. Has he really been looking for a job or not really?
Well, he just doesn't know what to do right now because he's, like, facing a legal lawsuit right now because his last employer was just giving him so much headache and making up things about him just to get him out of the job. So we're faced right now with whether we should pay, like, a substantial amount of money for his legal fees or should we just ride it out and just let him find another profession.
Okay. These legal fees, is it connected with his last job, is it?
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes it's good to get extra knowledge and extra support from other people. I'd be tending to listen to these legal people. because the legal people around you can benefit you. You know how you stress with it a little bit and he stresses with it a little bit? It's kind of up in the air a little bit. Legally, has he actually gone to see a lawyer? Because that is around him as we speak.
Yes.
Yeah, he's gone to see a lawyer. Well, that's going to be quite good. If he gets in to see a lawyer, listen to the legal advice, because I really feel the legalities side of it, it can benefit him. If he listens to what the legal people say, it'll work out how he wants it, and that's where the changes come in. With his career, I think he'll be going off in different directions, doing something totally new, something that he hasn't done before, because he's a very honest, open person. He's very willing to work hard for what he wants, and he's had a busy life in the past there, hasn't he?
Yes, definitely.
I know. Yeah, he's been very busy, but at the moment, he just wants to plod along and find something where he can be using his talents is what he wants to do. He's not sure what it is, but I tend to think he will find ideas, inspirations, but get the legal stuff out of the way. Can he be doing that or not really?
Yeah, it's just a lot of money. I don't know, is it worth the fight or should he just, you know, pursue other things?
Okay, you don't know whether he should pursue other things?
Yeah, other than paying like $40,000 for a lawyer, that's just a bit
Why is it $40,000? That seems an awful lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, most definitely. That's just what he thinks it's going to cost us, but yeah.
Who thinks that, the lawyer or Max?
No, my husband.
Okay, well, hubby might have no idea. I'd be asking the lawyer how much it'll cost, because the lawyer seems to have that valuable advice that can help you. And I really feel by helping it can do quite well. Okay. Can you hear that barking dog in the background?
No, I don't.
Oh, good, because it's my end, the barking dog. I can hear a dog outside barking very loudly. I thought you might be able to hear it. Well, I'm glad you can't.
Oh, no.
But I'm thinking, take the legal advice because it really can help you. Find out what the actual costs are, because this is Max just saying it's going to cost $40,000. It doesn't have to cost that much at all. I think just take the legal advice and see where it leads, because it will go to your benefit. You know how you worry about it? I think you're worrying unnecessarily at the moment. And then you'll find he will get inspiration for a job, because what was he doing before?
Well, he's currently a physician assistant.
A what assistant?
A physician assistant.
Yes, because you'll find he's very good with people. He's got very good communication skills. He's got intelligence.
Yeah.
He's got the gift of the gab, hasn't he?
Oh, most definitely. That's him to the T.
He loves the limelight. He's very artistic and he loves the limelight, but he'll find something. But I think get this legality stuff out of the way first, and then you'll find you're going to be a lot better. It's going to sort of free you up to do what you want to do, because he'll be very successful, and anything he applies for, tell him that he'll fall into. If he gets into the same sort of industry, the same field, he'll get a job quite quickly. But I'm going to have to leave it there, because we've come to the end of the show and I've only got a couple of minutes and my producer's saying wrap it up. But do connect with me on my website if you want to, and I can get into it further with you if you like at psychicdilemma.com.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in. You have a great evening.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, we've come to the end of the show tonight, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Psychic Dilemma on the Ask One Radio Network. I want to thank my guest that was on earlier, Shepherd Hoodwin. He was sharing with us all a little bit about his new book, his funny book. You can connect with him at his website at summerjoy.com, where his contact details are listed there. Now, I've got a guest on next week's show who's a motivational speaker and a healer. So tune in to hear Anne's story. I want to thank you, Dave and Connie, for providing all the shows run smoothly for us. Thanks for your support. For those of you wanting to connect with my website, please find me at psychicdilemma.com, D-I-L-E-M-M-A, psychicdilemma.com. After tonight's show, I'll be in my chat room for around about an hour. So do come through and say hi and have that reading with me. I look forward to seeing you guys there. Now, you guys can catch me here every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Pacific, and 11 a.m. in Australia. Now, you can also connect with me on Facebook, guys, too, as Psychic Dilemma, I forgot to tell you. And if you've got any comments about tonight's show, shoot me off an email, jenny@psychicdilemma.com. I'd love to hear. Jenny with an I, J-E-N-N-I. Now, I've got a quote here by Cheryl Richardson. She says, "Express your creativity. Delight in the mystery of your inner muse." Now, I love that quote. That's wonderful. Now, I just want to say until next week, blessings to you all, and talk to you next week. Bye for now.